sometimes you got to wear your sunglasses at night so you can.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, presented by the Amp Radio Network. Tonight, I am welcoming back part of the A-Team, Dean from Georgia. Hopefully, we will get Dean to weigh in quickly on his experiences at the 2017 Junkie Gathering. And if he has enough time, maybe we'll get him to weigh in some of the pressing news that has been in this week's headlines. Let's go ahead and bring him in. Let's get his intro all queued up here, because I'm totally not prepared for this right now. Here we go. Let's welcome Dean from Georgia in. Welcome back to the show. It's been a while, Dean. Here's your music.
Georgia. Georgia. The whole day through.
Gentlemen, what's going on?
Welcome to the show, Dean. It's been a while since we heard your voice. It's good to hear that entrance music again. And let me just explain to the audience that Dean is in transit right now, so this may be a shorter show than you're used to, so we'll just keep Dean as long as we can. Dean, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well. I just finished up with a class, but I'm doing great. So, yeah, I just finally trying to get my timeline back after being in the Junkie Gathering in Vegas for 4 days and 3 nights. So, you know, just trying to get my senses back, get my bearings back in line, my internal clock ready. I detoxed my liver for about 24 hours, but my problem is you go to a party city in Vegas, and I live in a party city in Savannah. So on Memorial Day, I had to hit it hard again too. So
you're a trooper, Dean. Way to go! You always got to take one for the team, right, Gene? Right, Dean?
Yeah, I mean, I just got voted to Dwayne's all hungover team, from the Hangover, the all hangover team, you know. So I got named on that. There's me, Lackey, Sam Perez, and I think it was Hal. I think it was us four. So
nice.
So
nice.
And that's kind of an honor coming from a beer aficionado as Dwayne Manasse, man. The guy is so knowledgeable. So.
Absolutely, and just for any new listeners that don't know about what we're talking about, the Junkie Gathering is something presented by MMA Junkie Radio, not necessarily on a yearly basis, but it seems like they might continue to do them on a yearly basis going forward from this year. And if you're not familiar with MMA Junkie Radio, just put that into your Google machine and it'll come up, and you will know exactly what we're talking about. And Dean, as I was mentioning, I have been keeping the longtime listeners apprised of your situation. And of course, we did mention to them last week that we tried to get you a week ago whilst you were alive in Vegas. But now you've had a week's worth of detox, as you were saying. Let's look back on.
No, one day. I only did one day of detox. It wasn't a week. It was only one day.
One day is really all you need, right?
Yeah. Exactly. No, I mean, minus 2016, since, you know, there was like at the 1,000 show was kind of like the pre, they did like just a gathering. I mean, it wasn't even called back then, the MMA Junkie Gathering. I didn't attend, but, you know, there was a core group that did, that went. And then after that, they just had a great and amazing time Ghost puts countless and endless hours into basically creating these mini dream fight fan dream camps. You know, he has majority of your entire agenda planned, and some people deviate from that, but you know, when you break it all down, it's all about, you know, yeah, you may not like a certain event, but it's about the brothership. It's about, you know, the friendship, the family, you know. So I went to the gathering in 2015 and went to this gathering. They didn't have one in 2016, but it, you know, there might have been certain events that, you know, initially I was like, eh, I wasn't interested in, but then all of a sudden you go and it's one of the best times you've ever had. And it's all about just the, you know, like I said, you're just one big family. And that's what makes the memories just so much better throughout. And like I said, you know, this year he had a little less events. I enjoyed it. I liked the opportunities of hanging out with more junkies. This year there wasn't a fight card. I don't think the Junkie Gathering missed or skipped a beat. I think it was just as strong, and a lot of people say this was their best one. You know, when you don't have the fight card, it created less stress for, you know, Gigi and Goz, who's brought this big, you know, they are the key element that brought this big family together, and they'll have less stress. So they were able to, you could just see the less stress on them, and they were able to hang out more and talk more. And it's just a lot of fun. And due to social media, you know, a lot of these, you get to know a lot of people. So when you go there, it's just great to see people. And they already seem like they're family. And then you get new rookies come out. Like this year, there was a very, very strong, extremely strong 2017 rookie class to the gathering. Rookie of the year was Oklahoma Knowles, Jersey Mike. He was a beast. I mean, the guy, I don't think he slept on an average of about an hour and a half, 2 hours a day. Fucking Cousin Jeffrey. That's what he went by. I mean, he was an animal. He's just, and a lot of people were like, man, that's a close race to who's going to get Rookie of the Year. But it was determined that Oklahoma Knowles, and both of them made cases. It's just that the individual events over the junkie events, Oklahoma Knowles went to a few more, but they were both stellar rookies. And there was a bunch of other rookies, like, and team, what's up with Team Canada exploding? It's like, you got like, they're like 10 deep. Hold on. Give me a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Give me a minute.
Go for it. Sorry, yeah, definitely.
Team Canada
came strong.
Give me a minute. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was driving by a bunch of cops and I had the phone. I didn't feel like getting pulled over. I've had that happen.
Perfect.
No, Team Canada came strong. I mean, there's some really great people. Yeah, some really great people, you know. You're a different story. I don't know about you, but the rest of Team Canada is solid. Definitely solid. Let's see. I got there a little late because due to my schedule and my work. I wish I could have got there on Wednesday. I like going there on Wednesday. I feel I could give like 3-4 hard days, and I'm strong. You know, I got there Thursday. I felt like a little catch up, but it's always that first day coming from the East Coast. You know, it's really tough to, you know, you leave early in the morning. You're at the airport. And at 1 o'clock in the morning there, which is 4 o'clock for you, and they're like, oh, we're going to go karaoke. And you're like, oh, I'm just exhausted. So that's really tough. But
yeah.
So I gave up a little bit after the Purple Rain concert. I didn't do karaoke, which I hated because I hated that I was unable to go to karaoke, and I love karaoke, but there was a lot of shenanigans going on. They had a lot of fun. The next day, we had the Friday. Major event was the presser was Thursday. See, it's like one big day. It's just huge. It's a great time. But the biggest event was the Bourbon Bar. The Bourbon Bar was a great event. Had some some fighters, some notables. They had like a little countdown if you're a WWE fan. It was a really nice bar, you know, it was called the Bourbon Bar. They made some really, really nice drinks. I had an old fashioned. They actually did it, you know, the proper way, burning the orange zest, not throwing in some maraschino cherries in there, like, which is not the accurate method. What else? And that was a blast. And then after the event, a lot of people would just go to like Center Bar. They leave the town, go out in town, but it's always a great time. And then Saturday was a little of a slow day, you know, kind of like goes gave people the opportunity to either catch up on some sleep, go some sightseeing. And then later that night we did a Fluffy, Gabriel Iglesias, the comic, and he was hilarious. So overall, it was just a great, I mean, but the only thing is like after that event, you know, everyone starts leaving. It's just hard. It's just, that's just a hard, hard to say all the goodbyes. Yeah. So that's what makes it tough for everyone. It's just really hard to say all the goodbyes to people.
On Thursday, when you know, called in,
I had an amazing time.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. It from the pictures, it looked like everybody was having an amazing time. And
and that's what I was gonna say.
Thursday. Go ahead.
No. I apologize. No, that's what I was gonna say. If you go there, you're gonna have a great time, no matter what. There's stuff for everything, and a lot of times, some of the best times is just, you know, during the show, you got, you know, 20, 30, and it continues to grow each day. But then by the end of the week, you got 20, 30, 40, 50 junkies just sitting outside the studio, and we're just, you know, enjoying each other's company. You know, like I said, it's family. And, you know, you got some of these people that have been now going to their third, fourth, fifth gathering, you know, so they have tons of stories. And it's great to talk to like the older cats. Like, you know, yesterday was a sad day for several people that were part of MMA Weekly and the old Sound Off show. Like, I wasn't a listener back then because I was deployed because I was in the service. But you know, when you hear the stories and hear about the influence that Ryan Bennett had, and you hear it from Samuel Jam, you just hear about the older days and you hear that the history of tag, and you know, it's just this goes way beyond, and you know, the show and the gather, it's just a huge, it's a big family. You know, I highly encourage start saving, on average, if you don't go too crazy. Start saving now. On average, if you don't go too crazy, if you're not a big gambler, if you're okay, decent drinker, stuff like that, anywhere like $1,000 to $1,500. You save $1,000 to $1,500, you could have a good time. And obviously, if you're a big gambler and you're a big drinker, maybe save a little bit more. But if not, you could be in that range, and you could be in that range, and you know, a little carpool, you roommate with someone. There's ways to save money. On an average, probably an estimate, and maybe Lerone could attest to this. You know, if you saved like $100 a month, that's it. You know, $25 a week.
Yeah.
That's a couple of coffees. That's a couple of coffees. Don't drink coffee. Don't drink soda. Don't eat takeout one time. You can save that money for your gathering, and it'll be an experience that you will never forget. Like at the last minute, we went to the Tough Gym. It was amazing. We got to see where, for 26 seasons, where they trained. There's just always so many different events. If you're one of the selected lucky few, like goes picks a couple of people, at 2015, I got my hand wrapped by Stitch. Who does that? Then last time we had a sweet party, and you're partying and having a great time with top 10 fighters in the world and in their respective weight class. Like, you cannot match that experience, and all that is on Goza's shoulders, and he takes so much pride in it. And I know Gigi, I guess, is going to be doing the next upcoming year, you know, and it's going to be exciting, you know, it's going to be exciting. There's always usually a concert. There's always some kind of maybe some comedy event. And then just a bunch of little events, tons of food, tons of beer or liquor, and just a bunch of, and thousands and thousands of laughs. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with good food, good drinks, and amazing company and good laughs. You know, it's definitely worth your time.
No, I agree. It's from a person who's been following the Junkie Radio boys for, I don't know, you know, 10 years and never being out to meet them in person and having to see this gathering, as you mentioned, without having the fight card, Dean, seemed to be the best one. It seemed to free people up. It seemed to be, you know, people were going, I lived vicariously through Lerone. I'm not going to lie. I said this on Junkie Radio. I was FaceTiming him every day of the week. You know, I'm talking to him on Twitter. I'm talking to him on Facebook, looking at all the pictures. Because Lerone was there the whole week. So, I mean, he spent a whole week of debauchery in Las Vegas. So I lived vicariously through him. But this one, like you said, did seem to have a different kind of vibe. And it did seem to, like you said, Gorgeous George and Goes seemed to be a little bit more relaxed. And it was just kind of funny trying to follow along and call into the show from, you know, thousands of miles away, and I'm experiencing this on social media, and it was just kind of crazy from my point of view to see, you know, everybody having a great time, wishing I was there. You know, Josh from Tilsonburg has brought back a bunch of great stories, and it's great to hear you speak so great about the events. Let me ask you, because you arrived on Thursday, and I believe on Wednesday Buffalo Blue did a number of shots. I believe it was
26,
was it not? Yeah, 26.
He did the double cycle.
How was he the next day?
So what people don't understand what the cycle is like in baseball, right? So you he did the single, the double, the triple, and the quadruple, meaning the home run. And it was like 11 o'clock, and he's like, I'm going to go for the second round or something like that. And I'm like, and I was encouraging. I wasn't even there. I was the biggest enabler. I'm like, do it! I'm like, no, I wasn't even there, but I was messaging him via Facebook, and I'm like, go for
it! Yeah.
And then later on, he finished it, and then a couple of hours later, he's in, they're at the Bear Park and stuff, and then Johnny Rico's taking pictures of him partially passed out. So, yeah, great times. And then on one of the events on Friday, I got a little sick, and I felt funny, and I didn't want, you know, to be sick in front of people. So I was like, oh, let me go to my room. And then I just laid there. So I lost out on the late night debauchery and all this craziness, but I still had a great time, you know, no matter what.
That's good.
But I think the best day is if you can get in that by Wednesday. I know. I got 2 years older and I can't do it, you know?
I do know. I'm feeling the same pain. Imagine how much trouble George has with it. He's much older than all of us.
George got me by 5. I'm like right in I'm in the middle of George and Goes. 5 years older than Goes, 5 years younger than the old man.
All right, Dean. Well, that's awesome to relive, and it seems like an awesome time. And that the celebration on Friday for George and Ghost just seemed to be fantastic. There was, you know, Stephen Bonner was there, and who else was there? Who else was in the Bourbon Bar?
Let's see. A lot of the Extreme Couture, you had George and Goes, you had Danny Elkers, you had Stitch Duran, Joey Vonner, Justin McCulley, and then a bunch of Extreme Couture fighters that were playing during the, also with the football game, but like
football.
Brad Tavares, Nunez, Johnny Nunez, I'm trying to think who else. Oh, the Inchquani brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Chidi and cool. Anthony and you know, and then Chidi just, they just announced a big fight for him.
Absolutely.
He's fighting Karishkov. And he was mentioning it. He just couldn't mention a name. He was just like, all I can tell you is I'm fighting in New York. So
nice.
That was identified there. You're going to hear some barking just because I'm going to, I just walked into my house. And
oh, it's fine. It's fine.
I have
Dean,
my three
don't worry
dogs.
About it.
So let me just call you back in 20 minutes. I'll
absolutely.
Go.
Well,
right,
know,
I don't
want
to disrupt your show.
I think that was, I think that was good enough, Dean, because I can't just fill 20 minutes. So I wanted to thank you very much. Thank you very much for the update on the Junkie Gathering, giving us your perspective on it. This will just be a shorter show. It's fine. It's fine with me. I can bring my Huckleberry in just a second. So if we need to fill 20 minutes, I'll let you know. Anyways, Dean from Georgia, thank you very much. I'm going to play you out with your music. Have a great night, okay, brother?
All right. Take care. Good night. Georgia. Bye, Lerone. Bye. Bye, right, Brody.
Good night.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. Just to get some feedback from Dean from Georgia. So I'm going to go ahead and play some entrance music here, some exit music. And of course, everybody, we cannot end this show without getting the drop. So we'll wait for that. Thank you very much, everyone. Of course, we are in fight week for UFC 212 from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Coming at you with full coverage on MMA Junkie, of course. We will have as many updates as we can have on our own channel. I believe that we will have This Week in MMA coming at you on Sunday, so you can get our response and our reactions to everything that goes down with UFC 212. There's some good fights, man. The main event and the co-main event are going to be fire. So thank you, everyone, very much for joining into this special edition of Proteus's Primetime Show. We're going to call it special because it's a very short one. We want to thank Dean from Georgia for making his return back to the AMP Radio Network airwaves. And we want to thank you all very much for listening. Have yourselves a great night. My name has been Proteus. I am down with the sickness. Have yourselves a great night. Thank you for listening. And guess what?
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.